بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of this speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a thousand of veterans and active members in the sacred defense and the resistance field. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 25, 2024.
It is wajib, religiously obligatory, to have female doctors. So it is important for women to pursue medical training until there is an adequate number of female physicians. Teaching is also another example of wajib kifayi for women. It is obligatory to have an adequate number of women teachers. Now sometimes this obligation may clash with managing a household, having children, or the resting periods and breaks that a housewife needs. Similarly, a woman's work hours may interfere with her ability to attend to the work at home. If there is a conflict in these cases, it is the duty of the country's officials to think about this. The number of these professionals should increase to the point where if a teacher is required to go to school 5 days a week, for instance, she should be able to go only 4 days without there being any lacks. Another teacher should be readily available to substitute for her. It should be the same for medical practitioners. Therefore, in professions, managerial positions, fundamental jobs, and jobs that are wajib-e-kifai for women, the presence of an adequate number of women is obligatory. There should be no limitations. If a conflict arises between a woman's work at home and her professional duties, this should be managed in a way that ensures both areas are taken care of. Although, in my opinion, these two do not conflict with each other. I know women are very successful. I know women who have successfully balanced demanding social roles, whether it be academic or non-academic jobs, while also raising several children, and they manage to do both very well. Hence, these two tasks do not conflict with each other.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There are two important points according to Islam's view. Women are free to be active in all fields, such as being active in society and politics, etc. However, this should take place while remembering two important points which Islam is sensitive about. The first is the issue of the family, which I mentioned. The second is the potential dangers associated with sexual attraction. The danger of sexual attraction. Islam is sensitive about this. Islam forbids us from preparing the environment and atmosphere in such a way that it will be a place for going astray due to sexual attraction.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.